InsurTech Connect, the daddy of all insurance conferences in the whole country for the whole year. Is that an accurate statement, Bill?
Yeah, the biggest InsurTech event, possibly one of the biggest insurance events. It's kind of like the Super Bowl.
You guys have created this environment where everybody's there. I mean, everybody's there. A lot of the solutions I think you'll find in InsurTech Connect in Vegas this September will be things that you didn't even know existed. And you'll be like, how cool would this be for my customers? You know, I think that's the biggest reason I would encourage agents to go to InsurTech Connect 2022 is because you're going to meet the people that will help you catch your business up to modern day. You will meet the people that will help you take your business into the future. If your business is behind, that's okay. You've got time to catch up, but it's time.
Salt and Peppa, Billy Idol rocked the house in 2019. Last year we had Ludacris, which is a beer garden. There's a coffee bar, the newest and greatest insurance technologies. And many of them, even like the new no-code, low-code, are really focused on the agency and broker solutions as well.
Yeah, all you need is one, right? Like if you're an agency owner and you're going through, I mean, like one of these 260 businesses could definitely be an absolute game changer in how your agency is positioned for the future.
Welcome to the Insurance Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Abe Bowling, talking to Bill Harris with InsurTech Connect today. He is the vice president of InsurTech Connect. The guy's been around since the beginning. Nobody knows more about this conference than Bill Harris does. Exciting announcement to make. We will actually be a sponsor, an official sponsor of the InsurTech Connect 2022, us here at the Insurance Dream Podcast. We will be there. We are looking forward to being there. And InsurTech Connect has given all of our listeners a discount code that is posted at theinsurancedream.com on our events calendar. Head on over there, get that discount code, get hooked up with some very, very competitively priced tickets to head over to that conference so you could be there too. We will head into our interview with Bill Harris right after this.
Are you an insurance agent needing access to more carriers? Insurance Professionals offers agents instant access to top national home, auto, commercial, and life carriers. Our free multi-rater allows you to quote all lines of insurance with one data entry process, and quotes are available instantly. Our program provides direct carrier access to agents, so there is no middleman underwriters to wait on. Simply quote your insureds with our free multi-rater. Pick the quote you want and log into the carrier to bind directly on their website. We charge no upfront or monthly access fees. Get started today at becomeaninsurancepro.com. That's becomeaninsurancepro.com.
Okay, I'm here with Bill Harris. He is one of the founding members of InsurTech Connect, the daddy of all insurance conferences in the whole country for the whole year. Is that an accurate statement, Bill?
Yeah, we are the biggest InsurTech event, possibly one of the biggest insurance events. But yeah, we kind of, it's kind of like the Super Bowl or like homecoming. A lot of folks have been like, it's really like homecoming. Like I come here, everyone's here. It's great.
Everybody's there. I know. I was talking to some of my, I did not make it last year. And actually we were talking about this before the recording. I've never been. This will be my first year coming to InsurTech Connect. So I'm excited to be there. And And you know, I was talking to, it was last year when you guys had it. I don't know how many text messages I got. You going to InsurTech? I'm going to be, you know, because I've got these deals running and these things happening and like, you know, with people in different parts of the country, right? I'm in Phoenix. We've got some folks out in California. We've got folks in Florida. We've got folks all over the place. And I received a few text messages like, well, we'll just sit down at InsurTech Connect. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be there this year. Oh, you know, because it was just assumed that I was. And from hearing, you know, like, so I think it's a fascinating story. So real quick, we're going to dive in about the conference, you know, who's going to be there, what's going to be happening, who should go. But let's go back to, you said it was Panera Bread 2016.
Yeah. Yeah. So the origin story is kind of an interesting one. Caribou Honig is a venture capitalist, had founded a firm QED with one of the heads of Capital One. Brilliant guy. He was a fintech, very successful fintech venture capitalist, and he was dabbling into insurtech. And he was like, hey, I'm starting to make some investments in insurtech. And he approached our other partner, Jay Weintraub, who was a great events guy and had a bunch of events and had exited a couple of events. And he said to Jay, you know, there's nothing like this. There's Money 2020 on the fintech side, but there's nothing like this in the insurtech space. And it was literally like InsurTech was just being coined as a word. There were two different spellings for InsurTech. You know, the Europeans are spelling it different than the Americans, what have you. So he had this great idea, like, let's build a conference. But his thing was, let's build a conference that I want to go to as an investor. And so we came up with InsurTech Connect, and it was focused on connecting. It's focused on one-to-one meetings, kind of almost like speed dating. We have those in the middle of our expo hall. We've had 85,000 since the very beginning. But it was really focused on those connections and making connections and having, you know, deal flow between investors and the InsurTech startups, the innovators, as well as the startups and the incumbents, the carriers, the reinsurers, brokers, the agents, and having, you know, not only those connections, having great solutions in our expo hall and having great content on our stage. So we've really built a kind of three-legged stool balance between the expo hall, the connections, and, you know, the networking that happens in the stage, the content stage rather, that also happens. So people can get, you know, a lot of insights and information from, you know, just the brightest minds in insurance and InsurTech.
Well, and you know, the nice thing is, so, you know, we were talking about before the broadcast here, my audience is primarily insurance agents. And so what this is, so while maybe in 2016, it really wouldn't have made much sense for, and maybe it would have, but from my perspective, it didn't make as much sense for an insurance agent to go then, but now it's a no-brainer because you guys have created this environment where everybody's there. I mean, everybody's there. So, you know, no matter who you want to talk to, like for me, you know, we wouldn't really be interested in investors. We'd be interested in carriers. We'd be interested in, you know, insurance technology solutions that are geared towards agents that bring the agency force into the modern day, right? Or into the future really is the goal. And everybody like that is there.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, you know, just this past October, which was our sixth edition of InsurTech Connect, we had 5,300 people. We're kind of right between Delta and Omicron. So it worked out really nice. We also launched another event that had a few thousand people as well. So it was a big, you know, we had over 6,000 people total in our space. It was fantastic. You know, we're anticipating close to probably about 7,500 or so for this year's event, which is September 20th to 22nd. We're usually at last week of September, kind of first week of October timeframe, again, that homecoming type of timeframe. But yeah, we're at Mandalay Bay again this year. It's a fantastic venue. There are a lot of things to do. Number one, it's Vegas, so it's a great place to be, right?
Right.
Fantastic city. Mandalay Bay is a beautiful facility. We have really a lot of space for, you know, again, great content. We have an amazing exhibit hall and just so much stuff to do, so many connections, so many events that happen within the event also. This is very cool. There are a lot of receptions and other things that are happening that that people, you know, have come to look towards. So, you know, for agents and what have you, like one of our big partners is BrokerTech Ventures. They have a great, they run a nice little piece of content that first day, which is Tuesday this year, September 20th. They're going to take, you know, a nice piece of content during that day. We have a track in our content track that's on distribution. So it's focused on, you know, agents, like, you know, we're talking about, hey, are agents obsolete in the insurance value chain, especially in InsurTech, where you can go, you know, direct to consumer for so many things, for home insurance, auto insurance, what have you. Are agents obsolete? Our knowledge partner, McKinsey, put out a famous survey a few years ago saying, hey, maybe agents aren't necessary. That hasn't been proved out. It's really the opposite has been proven more true, I think, than not, as, you know, insurance is such a complex sale. You just need a trusted advisor to help with all those decision points and what have you. You know, we also talk about what are the role of aggregators? You know, what are the technologies that are also coming to the fore? Again, BrokerTech Ventures brought a few of their key partners, like Relatively Six, you know, Fenris. We've had, you know, solutions providers like, you know, Vimo and Xywave, who are really looking to figure out how can we make agents, agency owners, brokerages, you know, how do we make them more efficient? How do we improve the customer experience? How do we make them more secure from, you know, cyber perspective? So there are a lot of interesting solutions, a lot of interesting conversations that are happening that do indeed appeal to agents. Yeah, sure. More so now than ever.
Absolutely. Well, and I know that, you know, so in my my opinion, you know, the future of the insurance agent. As a former retail agent myself, the easiest deals I ever closed were people that I came into contact with or people that I knew that had their insurance direct with any company, right? Because it's like, hey, who's handling your insurance for this? It's like, oh, I just got it online. And if you can get me something that makes sense, and the business is yours. And you know, the harder business to peel away is the relationship built business, obviously. So where it's like, you know, yeah, it's my son's t-ball coach that's been handling my insurance for the last 15 years. That's rough. And unless there's really a reason that they are forced to leave, they're probably not going to. And you know, so I think that for agents, the biggest question is, because we don't want to be cumbersome to do business with, we want to make sure that, you know, we're staying with the curve on what's happening industry wide. I think that's the biggest reason that I would encourage agents to go to InsureTech Connect 2022 is because you're going to meet the people that will, if your business is behind, that's okay. You've got time to catch up, but it's time. And so you will meet the people that will help you catch your business up to modern day. You will meet the people that will help you take your business into the future. And as somebody who has developed my own technologies for different platforms that we own, I can tell you a subscription is the absolute positively cheapest way to do it. It is expensive, it is slow, and it is cumbersome to try and develop anything on your own to help you lurch forward. So, you know, the only way we've ever done that is if it just didn't, you know, we were doing something so custom that it didn't exist, but it's a pain. And so, you know, a lot of the solutions I think you'll find in InsureTech Connect in Vegas this September will be things that you didn't even know existed. And you'll be like, how cool would this be for my customers? So walk me through. People probably fly in Monday, September 19th. They can go register if they're not already registered. Is that right? So if you're like me and you wait till the last minute to do pretty much everything, you can fly in, drive over to Mandalay Bay. It looks like 2 p.m. you open up for registration. The next day, what does that look like? What's the kickoff summit workshops?
Right. So on Tuesday, actually, we're going to start at 9 o'clock, and we did that again last year.
Okay.
There are a few summits that start off, like we have a life insurance focused one. Both Surify and Equisoft will have things that are starting off at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So we have a full day, really. That first day is usually, previously it had that kickoff day be more like a half day of content, long format content in the afternoon, but there's been so much interest. We're making it a little bit longer. We're stretching that day out so you can start a little bit earlier on that Tuesday. But we'll have about 8 stages going, and it'll be a variety of, you know, again, we're dividing up a variety of tracks. We have a distribution track and what have you, but we're going to have 8 stages going on Monday. And again, it's long format. There are receptions that happen. There's deeper dives. It's not just like panel discussions. So sometimes some of the hosts will do like more like user groups. Sometimes we'll bring in some experts from the outside. So there's a whole host of content. Our agenda is going to be posted on April 1st. But that first day is a little bit of a deeper dive in terms of content. The second day, we do our main stage, our plenary stage. Like last year, we had the CEO of Chubb, Evan Greenberg, one of our keynotes. Acrisure raised about $3 billion, big brokerage. Their leaders were on stage, what have you. Second day and third day, we have, you know, a variety of content panels. The expo hall opens up the second day and third day as well. The meetings are happening all 3 days. So from the very first day, we'll have an area for meetings. And then when the meeting zone opens in the expo hall, the second and third day, we move most of the meetings to that space so people can kind of enjoy the expo hall. There's all kinds of stuff happening in the expo hall. There's a demo stage. There's a beer garden. There's a coffee bar. You know, there's so many things that are happening in that expo hall. It's really it's an amazing sight to see. We're going to have, you know, 2-story exhibit booths. Just all kinds of different solutions from companies, you know, not only, you know, just your typical insurtechs and startups that we have in our innovation alley over by the demo stage, the newest and greatest insurance technologies, but also, you know, some of the biggest technology players out there from Salesforce and ServiceNow and IBM. You know, we've had Facebook, Amazon, Google, Apple. We've had all kinds of, you know, key tech players come to the event in the last few years as well. So there are a variety of solutions, and many of them, even like the new no code, low code ones, like Uncore, for example, are really focused on agency and broker solutions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. How many booths would you say?
Yeah, we'll have it. We're still, you know, gosh.
Still booking, right?
No, it looks good. Last year we had about 200 exhibitors. This year we'll probably have about 250, maybe 275 exhibitors total. Again, some of them are, you know, big spaces, like 60 by 40 spaces. Some are your normal, you know, standard footprint, but we have a massive expo hall, a lot of space. We have all kinds of really cool exhibitors and also interactive things. You know, we've had things like a parametric insurance company, Jumpstart had the Shake Shack, where they brought in like a demo to feel what it's like in an earthquake, to demonstrate that, you know, if there's an earthquake above X magnitude, there's an automatic payout from the claims perspective for parametrics. So we've done all kinds of cool stuff. We've had little drone flight things, simulators and what have you. So
yeah, no, it sounds like a lot of fun. So the main stage sessions, you know, expo hall, expo open, obviously that is what it is, right? So you can walk around all day. You can go sit through your sessions. So let's dive in a little bit. So expo, we know, you walk around, you see everybody that's there. All you need is one, right? Like if you're an agency owner and you're going through, I mean, like one of these 260 businesses could definitely be an absolute game changer in how your agency is positioned for the future. So expo hall, that's fantastic. Main stage sessions, that's when you're having these big name speakers come in and they are giving their keynote speeches or however you want to phrase it, right?
Fireside chats or what have you. Oftentimes we have, you know, interview type of thing.
Sure. And that's basically like knowledge, right, on what's happening in the industry, how things are evolving, how things are changing. So that way you can be, you know, in the know on the upcoming curves, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we bring, you know, to the main stage CEOs and founders of, you know, companies big and small who are making either announcements, like, you know, we've had Credit Karma announcing that they're getting into insurance. Like I said, we had Evan Greenberg, you know, talking about the status as an incumbent with Chubb, how he feels about the InsurTech space.
Nervous. You know. I'm just kidding.
Right. You know, game changers in technology. Like Kara Swisher has a popular podcast, you know, is a big writer, has her own following of many different sorts. Yeah. So we've had, you know, great names to the stage. We'll announce those coming up in a few months or so. But yeah, it's what we want to have at InsurTech Connect is, you know, newsmakers and breaking news, and also the opportunity to hear from, straight from the horse's mouth, you know, like from the leaders and thought leadership of the industry, like the people who are literally in the room where it happens, making the decisions and, you know, really influencing what's happening in insurance at large, as well as InsurTech as a facet of the insurance space. So
absolutely. Yeah, and InsurTech is here to stay. So, I mean, that's, you know, I think you guys will be around a really long time, especially, you know, with this momentum you got behind you. So tell me about the meetings. Let's say that I come in and for some reason or another, I want to schedule meetings or be a part of the meetings. How does that process work? Is it just, you walk up to the table and you go, oh my gosh, there's, you know, Capital One and I want to sit down and talk with them for, I don't know, whoever it is, right? But do you schedule those beforehand or do they just kind of on the fly?
Yeah, no, it's all through the app. So we have an event app that we send out to all of the delegates and attendees and speakers and what have you. And people go through and make introductions, make connections, and simply set up a meeting. And it's, again, with InsurTech Connect, right, the focus is on meetings. Like people are there to meet. It's not one of, you know, some conferences you're trying to make meetings, people are like, you know, I'm not sure I'm gonna go, you know, listen to the content. People really have been kind of conditioned, like, you come for meetings, and that's a big thing, and that's the, you know, that's what makes a successful event for the participants in the event, the ones, you know, when we get our survey results, it's always, you know, folks that have the most meetings have the most
satisfaction,
impressive time at the event, you know.
Absolutely.
So we really, so it's important. It's all automated. It's all through the app.
Somebody sends a meeting request and then I have to accept it.
Exactly.
Okay. So do I like build out a profile on your app? I'm thinking maybe I should register before September.
Exactly. Yep. You build.
Otherwise, I'm not going to have a meeting. Right.
And you can search through the app. And if you're looking for, you know, folks that have like, you know, no code, low code solutions. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. CRM solution. Boom. You know, all those things are, you know, easily searchable and findable. And we try to, you know, facilitate that. We also offer, you know, the ability, we can curate meetings for people. Like if you're looking for a specific technology, you're looking for a solution, we do have a system, it's called ITC Meet, where you can participate either as a, you know, as a solutions provider or as a buyer. So we also facilitate meetings, and even for the startups, another thing that we've done, we've had like a speed dating kind of startup meeting. We call it office hours, kind of like you think about going to college, you know, you can just drop in, and we have some of the, usually about a dozen, 15 or so, the top VCs in the insurtech space. They're available for just, hey, you know, introductions, just drop in and give them a quick elevator pitch and start, you know, a warm conversation from that perspective too. But so we have a variety of different meeting types, but most of the meetings are, yes, you schedule them, you set them up in the middle of the expo hall. But frankly, just to build on that, there's so many things, like I said, that are just happening. Like you could be waiting in line, you know, picking up lunch, and you're like, hey, you know, I'm Bill. Hey, I'm, you know, who are you? What do you do? And it's a lot of the feedback we've gotten, like the best meetings that happen are the ones that are just kind of organic. They just happened. You know, you just bump into someone at a reception, you're introduced to someone because so many people are there. So many great stakeholders are there. It's like a smorgasbord, you know, really it's fantastic to be able to meet so many people, you know?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm excited. I think to maximize the impact on the conference's, you know, effect, staying at Mandalay Bay probably would be the best idea.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Staying at Mandalay Bay, because everything's happening at Mandalay Bay. You know, we start that first day, like we were saying, you know, with that long form content. Then we have a reception right there at the Daylight Beach Club, which is fantastic. Lead singer from Journey serenaded us last year and did a couple of songs. But we have, you know, real fun time right there by the pool, open bar. It's a great experience to kick off the day. And then, you know, folks will do dinners and what have you. There are a variety of dinners and things that happen. There'll be a bunch of receptions that happen. They start off in the exhibit hall each evening, and then they go, you know, throughout the casino. But everything happens right there at the Mandalay Bay. We also are going to have a great closing party. We'll announce the talent. But in the past, we've had, you know, Salt and Peppa, Billy Idol rock the house in 2019. Last year, we had Ludacris from Fast and Furious fame. He put on a fantastic show. So
I bet he did. We'll
have a great, great party to wrap things up. On the 22nd, Thursday the 22nd. So, but it all happens right there at Mandalay Bay. So it's just one place to be.
So if you come to InsurTech Connect for no other reason, you should come for the music.
Come for the music. It's going to be a great,
that's awesome.
Great party. Yeah, but Mandalay Bay is a fantastic facility too. It's really impressive. Like that closing party happens at their beach club. It's literally like a beach that slopes into a pool. The stage is right there. It's a fantastic, fantastic venue. Yeah.
What a good tax write-off, right? That is so perfect.
I will deliver tax advice.
Right. Yeah. No, we won't offer tax advice.
Tax professional, but yeah, it's a great time.
Talk to your CPA, because probably almost everything you could do there except gambling could be. Maybe, you know, if your CPA is better than mine, maybe you could write off some gambling. I don't know. Bill Harris, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. The InsurTech Connect again will be held September 19th through the 22nd, Mandalay Bay.
20th to the 22nd, but arrive on the 19th.
Arrive
on the 19th.
Yeah. Don't leave till the 23rd.
Exactly.
Preferably book an afternoon flight, probably, right? Vegas.insurtechconnect.com. You can check it out. We are so happy to have you as part of the show here. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for the invite, Aid.